I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. The numbers are pretty dramatic, and Colorado beef producers have little choice but to ride out these difficult times in hopes that the roller coaster caused by the COVID-19 crisis will end soon. The latest cattle on feed report from the USDA shows feedlot placements in March totaled about 1.6 million nationwide, down about 23% from March of 2019. Sean Martini of the Colorado Farm Bureau says Colorado producers face so much uncertainty.
Disarray is maybe a good way to put it. There's a lot of people that have cattle right now that are fed and are trying to develop rations to maintain weight. There's a lot of cow-calf producers that might have backgrounded their own calves over the winter that don't know where they're going to go. Of course, the market across the country has, you know, major volatility and dislocation in it right now, and different buying patterns shifting away from restaurant and institutional purchases into about 90% or more through grocery and retail chains. It's difficult for any market to navigate, not least one that dealing with a product that's perishable. It's really a difficult time right now, for sure.
The inability of packers to harvest livestock and poultry in a timely way because of the virus doesn't appear to have an easy solution. The JBS plant in Greeley has reopened, but with virus-related deaths, union officials are demanding universal testing, which they say was promised but not delivered. I'm Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West.